guys. Welcome to the inaugural episode of the Others Guys podcast. I'm your co-host Thomas, along with my other co-host.
Jeremy, what's up? What's up?
Wow, that was dumb. You're dumb.
Oh, wow.
Nah, we're keeping that in, though. So, like I said in the prelude, we're like basically just going to talk about a lot of stuff other than politics, because we don't like politics.
No, we do not.
Not at all. I mean, like, what do you want to start with? Since we're like we're about the life, you got the list too.
I mean,
we don't have to go in order of it either. You can just pick whatever you feel like you want to do.
First of all, let's tackle this NBA thing, because what's happening between NBA and the NCAA, I'm gonna need them to start changing these rules up, because I need these kids to either get paid or be allowed to go in when they're 18 off high school to avoid injury.
Yeah, but that's the LeBron rule. You know how many kids were coming out straight out of high school and then they just had nothing afterwards because they weren't that good?
Yeah, Kobe got out of high school.
Yeah, that Kobe and LeBron. You can't find another one of them just straight out of high school like all the time.
Dude, you could have had Zion.
Could have had Zion.
Come on. That kid is a beast. You see how he's playing right now? He's doing really well.
I saw him rip out his shoe. That's how well he's playing.
It just shows you that those shoes sucked. Nike.
All right. Let's be honest here. The dude's 6'8", over like 230 pounds. Stopping like that, no shoe's going to hold that kid.
Man, if the shoe was well made, would have been able to stop.
Well,
but he went through it.
You call them sweatshops in Asia and see how that goes for you.
I mean, I give them a call, see what they say. Nah, but it's crazy what happened. I mean, he's injured now. So that's why I said, I mean, if he could have gotten out of high school and gone straight into the league, this potential injury would have never occurred. But, you know, we don't know what happens if he would have gotten into the league. So, I mean...
Yeah, we're not going to know that. We won't know. That's just a what-if scenario. I don't know if he's still injured. Let me look real quick. Let's see what they're saying. I got an update real quick.
They said it was a day-to-day basis.
It's a day-to-day right now. It's not even like they're losing a lot either, though, when they lost him. They still have RJ. They still got a pretty good bench. I don't know. They lost to UNC by, what, like 2 points or something like that? One point? Did you see how much those tickets were, though? Oh, no, they lost by 16. Sorry.
Dog, listen, if you're paying for rent to go watch a basketball game and the person you showed up to watch got out in the first 30 seconds, I'd be pissed.
So I got the numbers here. It's like for the average price was almost $2,000 for one ticket to a college basketball game that wasn't even like national championship or March Madness.
Dude, where does the money go? Like, it's $2,000 for seats. Like, where does all this money go?
Oh, it goes into paying the players, of course.
What place?
Oh, true.
They don't get paid. I mean, the only thing they get is tuition, but outside of that, they're not getting paid to play ball. I mean, it's crazy being a college student and out here playing basketball and only sports. Then you have to worry about, you know, your meals and all this other stuff. I mean, if they gave them, like, some small, like, amount to, like, haul them off through college, I'm not talking about pay them, like, a lot of money.
They can
give them something to sustain.
Well, the thing is, they can get on meal plans, but you're only allowed certain times. So if your like practice goes over, you can't get there. You don't get food.
Right.
That's how it goes. The whole college thing is, it's just crazy. There's like no getting around stuff at all with that.
So I mean, there's a big huge debate going around. They're talking about, hey, you know, they should pay the players. Okay, I think if they pay the players, they should give them enough money like that can sustain them throughout their college career, but not give them like large sums of money, as in, hey, you're getting a paid job type of a deal.
No, I get that, but what I think is like you're getting a full ride. You should get like what you said, like you should get a little bit of money. I think they should get food money, not just for food at the school. Like give them a card just for food. Like you can do that. That way, when you keep your kids late for practice and they can't go get food at the court, then they can go somewhere else and get it, basically.
So you're basically saying give them a food card.
Yeah, basically. I mean, I'm not going to say that. That'd be fucked up. But, yeah. I mean, that's a whole debate that can be like a whole show's worth of why players should get paid, why they shouldn't get paid, because there's going to be people on both sides saying, well, you know, they should get paid, and then there's people who are like, they're getting a full ride, they don't deserve money, which I understand both sides of that argument, though.
So my thing is like, with the whole aspect, I understand both sides to that whole argument, but my thing is like, you know, some kids who get full rides are just guaranteed a full ride school-wise. But you also got to remember the other expenses you have, like books and there's all this stuff.
Yeah, so that adds up.
So if you don't have the means to support yourself, but you got a full ride to a school, and then you're there struggling, it defeats the purpose of going to that school and then balling out. And then at the end of the day, because, you know, you're not guaranteed a position in any league outside of, you know, college. So if you don't make the league, you're not stuck with, you know, I still have my full ride, but now I'm stuck. Now I gotta, you know, prepare myself for the outside world. But, you know, you're still hurting from, you know, paying for other things that, you know, you didn't have enough funds to, you know, get to it.
I can see that. It's like I said, it's a whole argument for both sides, like what you said. But you're also going to school, too. Like, if you study, you should be good. But half of them just go to play sports, and that's all they're basically allowed to do, which sucks, too. But it's whatever. I wasn't good enough to get a full ride to play any sport.
It's not even that, but if you think about it, you know, yeah, once you, like, get into, like, this D1 schools, and then, you know, you're playing a sport and you're starting, you don't really have time to be like, oh, dude, I got class, so I gotta do this. Because you're literally spending a majority of your time practicing and preparing for your next game. So it, like, takes up so much time. So, I mean, you don't really have the resources and, like, you know, the spare time just to be like, oh, let me sit down and do this when, you know, it's consuming you running around doing this other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I know the NFL, at least, they compensate players who come out of college with money, like, basically saying, like, here, this is what you get for playing in the college. This is what you get up front, basically, almost, is what I have seen and heard from certain people, but I could be wrong.
I mean, stuff like this, we got to verify. We can ask my friends, see how they felt about it. Because I know some kids who actually did go into college to play sports. So, I mean, I can ask them how, you know, their day-to-day was when they were doing it. Because, you know, it's ridiculous that, you know, you're spending a majority of your time playing a sport, and then you're also missing out on, like, your other activities. So, you know, it adds up.
No, yeah, it does. And that's, yeah, it always adds up. But, I mean, like, I don't even know where to go from there. It's basically just it's hit. Like, there's nothing else you can do. I mean, like, while we're on the topic of, like, college, I guess March Madness is coming up.
Oh, I'm excited for that.
We're actually about, well, when we're recording this on February 24th, we're like a couple weeks away. All the conference tournaments are gonna start here soon. Don't worry, my team's not going to be in it. Penn State doesn't have a good basketball team, so, you know, you got to watch from the outside. I don't know why you're laughing. Ohio State ain't doing too hot this year either.
Yeah, we're not.
They ain't making it.
My thing is this. In the previous years, I've stayed away from brackets, but I do think this year I might have to pull out a bracket. I may have to do one.
Yeah, we're going to have to do one. I was already going to tell you this later. We're doing one. We're gonna see who does better, and then yeah, might put something on the line. We'll see. We have to get there first, but I'm just waiting to see what upsets we got, because last year we got UMBC upsetting Virginia, the first ever 16 seed upsetting a number one seed, and I think Virginia was the number one overall seed that year too.
They were.
Were they?
All right. Yes.
I couldn't remember. But that was crazy. What's funny is me and my dad were watching the UMBC game that they had to play to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to come back and win that game, I think, in overtime or something like that. Or hit a buzzer beater in regular. I forget what it was. But it was funny to see that and then seeing them just beat Virginia.
My thing is this.
Great.
I want to see how and if Duke will actually go all the way, or will they get upset at it, because I mean, they're a powerhouse. I see them doing their thing, but I don't know. We've been in the era of upsets as of late, so who knows? They might get upset. they might pull it off and just run through the whole tournament. So, you know.
Well, the thing you got to look at is you have you got to figure out is Zion going to play? Because Zion probably would have got him those 16 points they lost by. So you got to figure that in, that they lost by UNC. But then if Zion doesn't play, then Duke could make it maybe to the Elite Eight, Final Four, but not probably the championship. But I actually – so we're actually a month out from March Madness, or 3 weeks. It starts March – the first four get in, which is stupid that they do that now. Because, like, the first round is just the two games for people to get in, and then the second round's the round of 64?
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Then it cuts it off. And
then it goes down 32, then the Sweet, then the Elite, and then the Final Four, and then the championship game. I would love to see – I don't know how Villanova's doing. I'd love to see them win again, if I'm being completely honest.
Villanova. I think they're currently – rank are they right now? They're fifth right now.
They're fifth ranked right now?
I believe so.
That ain't bad. I'm just – I love seeing upsets. I would love to see it. I'm just – I hope Loyola Chicago comes out again and just has a field day, but it probably won't happen.
Actually, I stand corrected. Villanova is 27th.
Villanova is 27th?
Yeah, they're ranked 27th right now. That is
super far off. Maybe they can rise from the bottom like our Philadelphia Flyers, who at one point were last in the National Hockey League, basically, and now are sixth in the division. 7 point outs from a wild card, and we still have 2 months of hockey left to play. And as we're recording this, last night we had our stadium series game.
Yes.
And we came back from a 3-1 deficit to beat the Penguins 4-3 in overtime.
Go Flyers.
The fact that we came back, like, I want us to get at least in the playoffs. I don't know if we'll actually do anything, but we actually have a goalie now in Hart, who they called up earlier in the year. So
yep.
It should be good. I think we'll do good.
I hope, because I know a bunch of Penguin fans, and this is a discussion I'd like to have with them when, you know, we end up just going right over them into the... But we'll see what happens. The Penguins are always, for some strange reason, for always find a way to sneak in there, so...
I mean, because they don't play hard all season. They get in, and then they play hard, and that's, like, what most NHL teams need to do, but they don't. They go hard in the season, and then they get tired out, because it's 82 games, or something like that. It's a lot of games to play, which is ridiculous.
Because I think so far we've played about 62 or 63 games, so...
Because
if you look at the win loss ratio, so we think we've probably seen about like 62 games, 60 games around that area.
Yeah.
So I mean, we still have a lot more, you know, games to go, but I think that
63. Yeah, there's still a whole bunch. We still have to play the defending Stanley Cup champs 3 more times.
Yep.
And then. We still have to do that. There's a couple easy games here and there. Dallas, St. Louis. Got to go up to Toronto again. Ottawa. You know, I think we can pull it out. I think we can at least pull out a wild card.
And then on March 17th, we got Pittsburgh again.
Oh, we play Pittsburgh again? Oh, I thought we'd... Yeah. Okay.
Nah, we gotta play in them Pittsburgh. Again. Yeah, we got to go to Pittsburgh to play them. And that'll be the last meeting we have with them. And then we go from there.
Hopefully we can pull it out. I don't know. We'll see. Well, it's another thing is we lost 8 straight at one point, and then like after like a win-loss, we went 8 straight like 3 games after that 8 game loss. I think that really helped. It kind of evened us out.
It did. So all I hope is we keep it pushing, because, you know, can't keep taking losses, guys.
Like, can't keep holding these L's.
Because we've been taking them for the last couple of seasons, and
I mean, we made it. Did we make it last? I don't know. No, we didn't make it last year. Awful last year. I think we got the number 1 overall pick because of that last year.
Yeah, we did pretty bad last year.
Now, I have a question for you. Will Bryce Harper sign with the Phillies? Because there's an article here saying that negotiations between Bryce Harper and the Phillies are about to be finalized today, Sunday, or soon. Oh, could be resolved by Tuesday. Sorry, I read that wrong. By Tuesday.
I think it will.
You think he'll sign with the Phillies? I think that's a better signing than my boy Manny going to the Padres.
Look.
That contract, stupid.
Look, I'm gonna put it this way, dude. Manny is chasing after money. I call him Money Charlie.
Oh, bro, he's been chasing after money since he got in.
Like, this dude skipped out of, left the Orioles high and dry, ran to the Dodgers, lost in the World Series. Let's go Sox. And then, after that, my man just jumps ship and goes straight to the Padres. Like, come on.
It's 10 years, $300 million. I don't know how the Padres are going to build around him. Supposedly they have good farm leagues, good minors, good young players, but...
But you also got to remember, Machado has been getting injured a lot. It's a toss-up, so you don't know which Machado you're getting. You might be getting, ball out Chado, who was out here doing, God knows what, and then the next year, dude was injured half the season, and then you're sitting back like, what's going on? So, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Back to the Bryce Harper thing. So, if the Phillies do sign Harper, they also signed McCutchen, All-Star reliever David Robertson, and JT Realmuto. So they got probably the best catcher in baseball, a really good reliever, and McCutchen, who's at the end of his career almost. But that's still like they are probably be out of rebuilding now, and they're probably going to be a force to be reckoned with in the NL if Harper signs and if they play good. Because what it's looking like is he's going to get a Machado deal, 10 years, 300, and it's that's that. But I think Harper's better than Machado.
You didn't have to think about it. You gotta know that.
No, I know that. It's just like Machado's a good fielder.
He is.
But Harper's better at getting on and getting runs. But
have you seen the free agency list? We have a bunch of players on there right now that.
I don't know. Let's look here.
We got Jose Bautista on there.
He is done. He can't play.
He should have been done a while ago, but he's still on here.
Let's be honest.
We got Yasmini Grandal. Excuse me, man.
I don't know if the Orioles signed anyone. Hold on, I'm trying to get this list up here. Oh yeah, Grandal. I see that he signed actually with Milwaukee.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people who signed. Nick Hundley signed with Oakland. Okay. Kurt Suzuki signed with Washington. I don't even know who that is. It's just a nice name to say. Oh, Steve Pierce signed a one-year deal with you guys. Again. I hate that. I love Steve Pierce, and then we had to get rid of him. Any other big ones here? Mark Reynolds signed with... Oh, MILB deal. That's all right.
So, back to the thing. I think the tying end... that's going to pull Bryce Harper is the fact that they did sign McCutchen.
Oh,
so that's going to be a huge pull.
Yeah.
We got this, so let's go in.
Yeah. Ryan Flaherty went with Cleveland. That's a good pickup. Mike Moustakas, Milwaukee. Jose Reyes still unsigned. I don't know, how that's going to go.
Dude, looking at this free agency list, Philly has been making a bunch of moves, and they're picking up some great, great players.
Oh, it has their ages next to him. Oh, he's 36. That's why. I can see their ages on here when I'm looking at it. Tim Beckman, we lost. He was good for us for a little bit. He signed with Seattle on a one-year deal.
The Yankees gave up David Robertson to the Phillies.
Matt Holliday is still unsigned, 39. He can still play a little bit. Still play a little bit.
You can't play baseball to your end. You just have somebody run for you.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like someone I know.
Big Papi Ortiz, baby.
Yeah. Jose Bautista's 38. Holy crap.
Yeah, he's up there in age. Old That's what I'm saying. Shit. Nelson. As long as you can keep hitting a ball, have somebody run for you.
Up. Nelson Cruz, 38 years old, signs a 1-year deal with Minnesota.
That's smart on Minnesota.
What? CeCe Sabathia stays with the Yankees. Lance Lynn goes to Texas. Play with the Rangers on a 3-year deal at 32. Why? I see. I understand pitchers, but why are you spending? Why are you signing a 3-year deal for a 32-year-old pitcher whose arm could go out whenever?
Dog, man, you need that experience.
Well, I get that, but Wainwright stays. It's just weird. Oh, the man, the myth, the legend, still a free agent. Bartolo Colon.
Are you serious?
Still a free agent at 46. He's still there. I hope someone gets him. He's good.
It's up in age, but, you know.
I mean, he can still play.
That's true.
I'm trying to see if there's any other big... No. It doesn't look like there is.
Gio Gonzalez is still not signed.
Like, there's so much arbitration crap going in. Like, everyone's like 30 or like 25 or over, unless they got in when they were like 16 or 17.
Nah, see, the one thing with age that everybody talks about is like, oh, this players are getting old. Like, dog, how everybody's like up in arms about Tom Brady still playing till he's like 45.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, look, if you can still play the game, keep playing.
Oh, yeah.
If you love doing it, keep going. I mean, you can be, you know, Brett Favre and retire and come back, then retire again just to come back.
Yeah, you can do that. What was I about to say? I just saw something and I lost it. Shoot. Oh, Adam Jones is still. Fuck. Oh, Ichiro Suzuki. Ichi. Still with Seattle Mariners, even though he hasn't retired yet. He plays, like, what, one game a year?
Uh-huh.
If that. But, no, baseball is going to be real interesting. They're actually spring training started Saturday. Guess who's 1-0? That would be the Baltimore Orioles. Thank you, and good night. No. actually, what's coming up soon is the NFL draft. That's coming up. Right now, it's looking. I have a mock draft that got posted today, like a pre combine, which combine is sometime next month.
Yeah.
In March, and then the draft's April. Right now, it's still looking like Nick Bosa is going to the Niners, or not Niners, sorry, to the Cardinals, who have the number one overall pick, which is really good. I just don't know how Bosa is going to do after that injury.
He should be good.
I don't know.
I think the 49ers might pick him.
Who? Bosa?
Nick Bosa, yeah.
49ers have the second pick. Cardinals are going to take Bosa with the first pick.
If Cardinals are smart, they'll go for the defensive lineman, Quinnen Williams from Alabama.
Well, Bosa's a lineman. Bosa's an edge rusher.
He's an edge rusher, yeah.
Yeah. They don't need interior. They need exterior. They need the edge. Because then Josh Allen from Kentucky, who played really good in the bowl game against Penn State, which I hated, by the way, just in case you didn't know. he's going to go to the Niners, Rashawn Gray, edge. So you're looking, if this mock draft is right, which sometimes are not because teams trade up, do all that crazy stuff, you're looking at three edge rushers in the top three picks. That should be telling you something. That is a passing league now.
It is. Now that we're talking about a passing league, can we talk about how Tampa Bay ended up giving the Broncos the fifth pick, and the Broncos just picked up a quarterback. So do you think the Broncos will go in and pick up another quarterback, or do they, you know, stick with Flacco and go from there?
Did they get the fifth pick? Yeah,
they have the fifth pick. The Broncos have the fifth pick. So I'm trying to figure out, do you think they're going to keep Flacco? Or do you think they go in and pull, you know, another quarterback out of, you know, the pool of quarterbacks coming in to this draft? It's not really that much, but, you know.
I don't think. No, Broncos have the 10th pick.
They have the 5th pick, man.
No, they have the 10th.
They should? No. I think they have the 5th.
You better check your stuff, because I just checked everything I got that's updated has them at the 10th pick still. But the mock draft still has them selecting Drew Lock out of Missouri. But it's smart. if you think about it. You have two veteran quarterbacks, you get a young quarterback, you do what they did with shoot, why can't I think of his name? Oh my God, Patty Mahomes, that's who it is. Patrick Mahomes. You do what they did out in KC with Mahomes.
Can we not discuss Mahomes
No.
after what he did to
No.
us?
No.
I can't do
Sir,
it.
did he no-look past your team? Did he get a fourth and 20 on your team? No.
Did he beat your team like he stole something? Yes.
Hey, we lost in overtime. It's all right. It's whatever.
Didn't even make it to overtime.
You're right. You didn't even make it on the field, it looked like.
Oh, man, we didn't make it to the game. We were
I mean, that's what
just.
my offense looked like the week before. The Chargers blew us out almost.
We were out there like standing, holding like, it was bad. It was
It
bad.
was bad. Two quarterbacks are gonna go in the top. Actually, three quarterbacks says gonna go in the top 10. You have Dwayne Haskins going to the Giants, Kyler Murray going to the Jaguars, and then Drew Lock going to the Broncos. I would love to see Kyler actually going to the Giants. Go out there with Saquon and Odell. I think that'd be a good triple threat. If Kyler plays good, that's the other thing. Is
You need to
his play gonna transfer from college to pros?
What you need to worry about is if Odell is gonna stay in the Giants.
Oh, that is also true. You don't know if Odell's gonna stay or not. Which, if they get a quarterback that's good, I think he'll stay. But if they mess this up, they're gonna lose Odell. There's no way.
This look, they need to get rid of Eli.
Yeah.
Eli's been great. He's done two Super Bowls for them. But outside of that, his numbers are not sitting well. He's not a deep threat anymore. He's not throwing the ball down. He's only doing checkdowns.
Yeah.
And if you have an explosive receiver as Odell is, you can't do checkdowns. You got to get the ball up there so he can
Oh,
go and
yeah.
get it. So, I mean, personally, I believe that Eli has run his course with the Giants, and they need to be like, hey, I think it's time we part ways. So.
I don't think he'll be back next year. If he is, it's just to hold everything. But who knows? I gotta look for free agents for the NFL. Do you know any big free agents to sell this? Oh, sorry. There's two. One, actually, who didn't get a franchise tag, that would be Le'Veon Bell. And
Oh.
then another player from the same team, Antonio Brown, is going to be traded as they agreed to trade Antonio Brown. Now they haven't found a trading partner yet, but they will.
So, I mean, you want to run to Le'Veon, but can we please talk about DeMarcus Lawrence from the Cowboys, who's also a free agent?
Is he unrestricted or restricted?
He should be unrestricted.
That's what you have to look at too. You have to look if they're restricted or unrestricted, because that plays a big part. Because they can match the offer sheet, or they can put a comp, or they can put a basically a tender on you, too. So if someone gets signed, they have to give you a pick or something. I forget how it
All
works.
right. So, question.
Yes.
Do you think Nick Foles should stay with the Eagles or take his talents elsewhere?
He's gonna stay with the Eagles, and the Eagles are gonna trade him. That'd be the smartest thing for the Eagles to do. Yes, you get some dead money, but you would get something in return instead of just losing him.
So, I mean, they need to hurry up and figure that out because the whole Nick Foles and Wentz thing is ridiculous.
Well, Wentz has to stay healthy first, so they're kind of looking at that too. Like, what are we gonna do if Wentz can't stay healthy and you get rid of Foles? You really don't have a backup. Unless you get a good backup.
I mean, to my knowledge, I still see Foles as a starting quarterback for them.
I mean, he got them a Super Bowl, but Wentz got him there, and then he just took it, basically. Yeah,
Did
Wentz didn't
Wentz?
play in the playoffs, but he got him into the
That's
playoffs.
what I'm saying. Do you really want to say Wentz got him there? Because then it's all about the playoffs.
Yeah, no, well, Wentz got him to the playoffs, Foles just finished it off, basically. But then you figure the first game of the season, it was over. Like, Foles' magic was done because Wentz couldn't play. Wentz barely played last year. But they got in the playoffs, though.
The Eagles barely played last year.
The Eagles barely even won the game in Chicago.
Oh man,
That was a
Chicago.
missed kick. That's the only reason why they won that game.
Oh, Chicago, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see them doing well nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Well, Khalil. They got a nice young quarterback who isn't the best, but he's good enough. They got a decent offense, really good defense. So they'll be good for years to come if they can keep that core together. The one team, though, we got to watch out for is the Rams still. If they can keep all them pieces together somehow, they're going to be hopefully winning Super Bowl soon.
They will keep those pieces. My thing is Oakland moving to Vegas.
I don't know if that's been finalized yet either.
Dog, at this point, they might just finalize it because they're taking everything out of Oakland.
No, yeah. Well, everything's leaving. I mean, Oakland has championships thanks to the Golden State.
They might leave there too.
I doubt they'll leave. I really doubt they'll leave. You don't relocate a team that's doing hot. You relocate a team that's cold and losing money.
Listen, the Chargers are doing well.
Well, that's because the Rams needed a partner to go in with.
The Chargers were doing well in San Diego, and then they're just like, hey, let's move to L.A.
I don't know if they really were, though.
I mean, they're efficient.
I mean, like, ticket sales-wise. Like, your team can be doing good. But ticket sales-wise, you got to look at that, too. You got to look at making money. That's what they look at. Money.
Man, they could have made money by staying in San Diego.
They could have, but they decided to go to L.A. with the Rams, basically. It's like, that's kind of like I think San Diego still sucks, or not sucks, but San Diego still hates that they left. That's why they have, like, no fans, and every game's, like, basically an away game. When they're playing in L.A., like, they didn't have a home game last year. They had no fans. Oh. Had no fans.
But can you imagine if the Super Bowl went and it was the Chargers and the Rams playing against each other?
It will never happen.
I mean, I'm just saying, what if it did happen?
If it did, that'd be crazy, but it won't happen.
Because we're sitting here having a conversation about L.A. Either way, L.A.'s winning.
Oh, I know that. Well, I mean, you could say the same thing if Philly and Pittsburgh go. The PA Super Bowl, which won't ever happen because stuff like that doesn't happen. Or you could have a Maryland Super Bowl with the Ravens and Skins, but that game would suck.
I'm from Maryland, and I refuse to accept the Skins.
The Redskins name?
Yeah. No, not that. I refuse to accept them as a team for Maryland.
I mean, they play in Landover, Maryland, just because they're the Washington Redskins?
Oh, no, they're moving their field.
Are they moving out of Maryland? No.
Dude, have you seen that field?
They're going to Virginia?
I don't know. I've been on that field, dude, and that field is terrible.
No. Oh, yeah. Well, that's where RG3 got hurt.
Yeah, he fell in that little hole.
Yeah. I think Haloti Ngata hurt him, too. That was bad. That was a bad, bad game. Speaking of hurting people, watch this transition. Do you think Kareem Hunt should play?
Wow. Listen, with all this that's going on in the NFL and the world today, I believe everybody should get a second chance.
Yeah.
But it kind of sucks that we're having this discussion now. And, you know, Ray Rice was in a similar situation.
Oh, he got suspended. Didn't play again. He was in a similar
situation. And he's not, like, nobody picked him up.
Exactly.
So, I mean, the Browns didn't hesitate. They pulled that trigger and picked up Kareem Hunt. And, you know, we still don't know what the investigation is going to, the results will be, because, you know, we're not hearing anything about it. We just know that they're still reviewing the case and everything.
Are they still reviewing the case? I thought they already came out with stuff. I don't know what they're reviewing, like, or unless they're looking at what led up to that and why he was so aggressive.
They're trying to put the pieces together to be like, hey, should we fully enact the suspension rule, or what can we do? Because, you know, they got to hold their players to sound decorum. So, you know.
Yeah, well,
if you're out here acting ridiculous, yeah, there's going to be consequences to your actions.
Yeah, if he goes straight in and plays, I'm going to be mad.
But, see, that's my issue. It's like, you can't pick and choose
who
plays,
who doesn't play, all that
Right,
fun
because,
stuff.
You know, Kareem Hunt, he got immediately picked up by the Browns.
Yeah.
But, you know, back in the day, Ray Rice was doing really well for himself.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Nobody even blinked when he was out here getting himself back in.
The other thing is, Ray Rice was not playing well at the time he got released, too. Like, his game was not good. Kareem Hunt's game is good. And that's why I think he got picked up and Ray Rice didn't get picked up. That's, like, an unpopular opinion.
I'm not giving it up, man. Hey, diddle, diddle, Ray Rice up the middle.
No, I get it. I get it. Ray Rice was good. But he was declining at the time that stuff happened. Trust me. I'm a Ravens fan. I saw it. He wasn't getting the numbers he used to get. Could it have been the line? Could it have been the offense? I don't know. But he wasn't getting the numbers he could get. But that doesn't...
But your numbers will decline if you're dealing with outside situations.
But that doesn't affect why he... It shouldn't affect why he didn't get picked up or why he got... I don't know. It's just a weird situation. And plus, we're speaking about holding players to a certain standard. We also have to hold owners to a certain standard. And yes. News came out this week that Robert Kraft is in a prostitution ring. Like, there's articles saying, like, it was in a mall. And they're like, why would Roger Kraft go to a... I just don't know. I can't wait to see what they do, because what they did to Irsay gave him like a 6-game suspension, $500,000 for a DUI or whatever
Doug, listen. If you're out here winning Super Bowls, you have the right to go solicit as many prostitutes as you want.
No, but listen,
my thing is this. Don't get caught.
Don't get caught. But why? Don't get caught. You're an owner of an NFL team, an MLS team. You probably have all these other businesses. Why would you risk it? Why would you risk it?
See, I don't blame him. I blame his security.
No.
If his security's doing their job, he'd have never gotten caught.
Hold up.
Never gotten caught.
Hold up. No. It wouldn't be a security part. It'd be his fault for even doing it. If he didn't put himself in that situation,
listen,
he wouldn't have. I mean, now he has 7 rings, so there's that.
Everyone has their vices, and if that's his vice, his security should have known. Like, this dude gets down like this.
I mean, you ain't got to act on it. There's a thing called Pornhub. I'm pretty sure there's some videos on that on there. I mean, you ain't got to act on it.
Man, listen, the difference between virtual and reality. There's so much virtual one can get.
Oh my god, that's
true. But if you got the money for reality, go ahead and do what you gotta do, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can always do that.
But I do not condone his actions. Okay?
No one condones his actions. No, definitely right? not.
Just next time, don't get caught. Plain and simple. Right?
We're like hitting different topics right now. I actually want to hit something in the NBA that we didn't hit earlier. Do you think the Lakers will make the playoffs this year? And just a quick fact that I didn't put in your notes. I put in mine just so you didn't get it, so I could say it. Because, you know, I'm like
that. I think the Lakers will make the playoffs.
If they don't make the playoffs, it'll be the first time LeBron hasn't made the playoffs since the 2004-05 season.
Okay, let me put it this way.
So that's 15 seasons since the last
Lakers will make the playoffs by default.
What?
By default.
I don't think they're going to make it. I personally don't think they're going to make it.
Look, they're what? In the Western Conference right now, I think they're ranked the 10th. They're the 10th team in there.
Like, yeah, but who's ahead of them?
The Kings.
The Kings are playing good, though.
The Kings are playing well, but, you know.
You also have the clip. So, all right. So, the Kings are ahead of them, but you also have the Clippers, Spurs, Jazz. Like, all these other teams, and then if the Timberwolves can figure out what the hell's going on out there, they're going to jump over the Lakers.
Listen, let's not go ahead into the Clippers and Spurs, because we got to worry about the Lakers. Because the Lakers right now are, like, what? They're 2 games behind the Kings.
Yeah.
And, listen, the Kings have not given me a, how'd I put it, a strong move to say, yo, we got this and we're staying here. They've been up and down like crazy.
The only problem I have with like them doing anything is just they lost to the Pelicans. I don't even know if the Hawks are good yet this year. I haven't even seen that. Lost to them.
The who?
The Hawks. Atlanta Hawks.
The huh?
Yeah, they lost to the Atlanta Hawks by 4.
I think they're in like the 13th. They ranked 13 of 12, I think.
I don't know.
In the Eastern Conference right now?
It's just certain. They even lost to the Cavs earlier in the year. It's like they win some big games. Like, they beat the Rockets by 5 recently. But I don't know. LeBron, I just don't know.
I'm not a big fan of LeBron.
If he would have stayed
with the Cavs.
With the Cavs, he'd be in the playoffs. Because the East is weak right now.
Whoa! Don't disrespect the East right now.
I'm just saying the East is a little weak.
No, they're not, dude. The Bucks, the Raptors, the Sixers, the Pacers, Celtics.
You can say that, but as soon as LeBron's over there, it's weak, and I hate to say it and admit to it, but it's true. Listen, you put LeBron James over there. You had the Raptors, who were number one overall seed, lost to the Cavs, who all they had was LeBron, basically.
Man, the
and then
Cavs
they beat the Celtics. Well, like the Celtics didn't have Kyrie either, so you have to factor that
in. The Cavs had J.R. Smith, Mr. Get High Every Day, Mr. Ball Out Till I Play.
Yeah, how well did that work for him in the finals?
Hey, look.
Man, oh, I thought we had the lead. Let me run the other way. Like, no. What?
Listen, Hennessy does things to people, man. All right?
No.
You start visualizing things that are not there. You start passing the ball to nobody. You hold the ball and expect the time to be, you know, backwards. It's just, Hennessy does things, okay? A large population of kids were conceived after Hennessy was drank. I'm just saying. My man's probably, you know, he's not in his right state of mind. But I must say this. You can't give the East and call them weak because the East is showing a bunch of dominance.
Oh, yeah, now, but like the past couple of years has been weak.
Well, you also got to remember, in the last couple of years, most of these players are not even in the league.
Exactly, they're in the West.
Yeah, so, I mean, and most of these teams are going through the building stage, and then now they're like, they are like standing on their feet like, yo, we got this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to ask that. I just wanted to hear your opinion. And
I personally believe if the Lakers were to make it into the playoffs, they'll make it in there by default.
Yeah, they're not going to. I don't think they'll get out of the first round, though.
Because my thing is, I don't see them winning in. I see other teams losing out, which in turn just will get them in there.
But I think the Kings will hold off, and maybe the Wolves will come up. Because last year was our first winning season in, like, 16 years. So.
Yeah, you got to thank my man D. Rose for that.
Oh, yeah, D. Rose is still playing good at his age and for having no knees.
Nah, man. He should have called Kobe earlier. I don't know where Kobe went in, like, the Swiss, and this man came back, and he was balling out. Like, that's what D-Rose should have done, called, you know, Kobe's doctors. Like, yo, my knees are glass. I need this thing, you know, in gear. Let's get in there and kick it up a notch and, like, you know, help me out. But since we're still on this topic, do you believe that Kyrie Irving should leave the Celtics, or do you think he should stay?
I think he should stay. I think he should stay because I was going to bring up a different topic, because they have a good chance of getting Anthony Davis in free agency on a trade and sign thing or whatever they'll do. But I think if Kyrie stays, that's a good chance that Anthony Davis will end up in Boston.
I don't think that can happen, dude.
I think it can happen. I would love that to happen. I would love that more than Anthony Davis going to the Lakers and playing with LeBron.
Listen, everybody would love that to happen. But everybody wants to go to the Lakers for some shit. Everybody wants to go to L.A. Everybody wants to live the Hollywood life. Everybody is ready to go there. Everybody is ready to do this, this, and that. But I personally believe AD should avoid going to the Lakers. I believe anybody should avoid going to the Lakers if LeBron is there. LeBron doesn't help teams. I think he's more of a endanger to the teams because, come on. How long have we been, you know, watching LeBron go to other teams and then people get shipped out? People who've been in those teams for, like, years.
Yeah.
So what happened to Kyrie? He got shipped out immediately.
Well, they got Isaiah, and then he shipped out Isaiah before the trade deadline, basically, last year.
Yeah. And then Isaiah didn't play for a while. He just started playing recently. And he's doing really well for
traded
him.
Traded Isaiah to the Lakers, and then... who did they get for Isaiah anyway? Who was their point guard after that?
I forgot. They went down the hill after that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's talk wrestling, since we're a couple wrestling fans here. Did you see the NXT calls up on Raw? See Johnny Gargano? Tommaso?
Before you continue, I want to say I am highly disappointed in you because you didn't tell me about Elimination Chamber.
What about it?
You didn't tell me it's coming. You didn't tell me it's on.
I'm sorry you don't know these things. You should know these things.
I know, man. Kick rocks. Listen, I was at work the next day, and one of my coworkers comes up to me, and she's like, hey, did you watch Elimination? I was like, what? When was that? Oh, she's like, it was last night. So I had to watch it at work a day late. So I stayed off Twitter, Facebook, and all that so I can get all of this done. And I must say, I am really happy of a bunch of the turnouts in that.
Kofi Mania?
Oh, man, dude, that was so... Like, I'm hurting for Kofi, man. He should have won the title that night.
I don't think he should have won it that night. I think that was a good way to get heat for Daniel Bryan. I was good, and also showed off Kofi. It was a good win-win for everybody. For
it's
me,
it's been a while since they've utilized Kofi to this extent.
Like, well, he has the. It's gonna be him and Daniel Bryan at Fastlane for the title, but the pay-per-view before WrestleMania. And there's like they're still trying to figure out who's gonna face Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. Are they gonna bring someone back who hasn't been seen on TV for a while, or are they just gonna have Kofi face him at WrestleMania? Which I would like Kofi, but we'll see how Fastlane goes.
I'd like Kofi there. Can we talk about the new women's division champions tag team?
The fact that it was obvious that they were going to win it from the start? Yeah.
Not that. Those titles, man. Those titles were...
Those are ugly. I'm going to be honest.
What?
I'm going to be honest.
Dude, I love the titles. Come on.
I think they're ugly. I think they should have got... This is a joke. Don't take me serious. They should have took the men's tag team ones and just had a pink strap.
Wow. Wow.
No,
that's what they shouldn't have done. Is that
they look all right. I don't think they're the best, but they're all right. All right. It's better than them doing what I said, because I feel like that's something they would have did back before the women's evolution and all that.
No. I like the fact that they have them, but just to remember... People like the belts will change over time.
Oh yeah, well you saw with Daniel Bryan's hemp belt, that looks really good.
Yeah, so I mean with them like you know initiating it, like yeah, hey your tag team, it's cool, it's plain, looks simple right now. Then you know throughout the months, people be like, yeah, let's throw some flair into it, let's you know put our own style to it. That's what I miss. I miss people putting a style to their championship belts.
Well, you can't. Everyone can't do that though. Because not everyone has a style like The Rock did, like Stone Cold did, like Cena did, or like Daniel Bryan does. Everyone can't do it.
Because
then it's going to get stale. Because, oh, well, what's this person going to do? And it's stupid.
I'm still upset that Daniel Bryan doesn't have a bearded goat on his title right now.
Okay? Because that's not who he is anymore.
Nah, he's always going to be the bearded goat to me.
No.
Don't take this away from me.
I'm going to take it away from you. I don't give a shit. Yeah, you drink that water, ho.
Huh?
Huh?
I don't even see you right now.
All right, hold up. Back up. We're going to go. So, did you get that text message? I don't care if we're doing this on the show. I really don't care. You like how, which is fine because it's almost 3 o'clock and I'm not ready yet. We still have to finish this podcast. We still got like another 25 minutes left. But you were right. When you make plans with certain people and they're like 4 o'clock the day before, like, yeah, okay, we'll do 4 o'clock. But then the next day they're like 4:30. And if it gets pushed back another half an hour, it's like, all right, next time guys, next time.
Now, at this point, this is why I say earlier times, because I knew for the fact that they're going to keep changing times. Next time I'm going to just, let's go at noon.
Bro,
the moon's gonna turn to us actually going at 4. So,
bro, can we? I'm fat. We can't push back times. I'm hungry. Man's gotta eat. All right, man's gotta eat.
I haven't eaten breakfast today.
Man's gotta eat.
You got any granola bars down here, man?
I got Swiss rolls or some honey buns.
I said a granola bar, and then you're gonna offer me Swiss rolls and a honey bun? Come on, dog.
Bro, I got some Oreos, O's. I got some Martin's barbecue chips. I got some Doritos Cool Ranch. I got
ranch,
chocolate whiskey.
I don't drink. What was that?
Good joke. I don't drink.
I don't.
Yeah, okay.
I don't. I drink water. Water's good for you guys.
Yeah, you drink water that has a little bit of alcohol in it.
Never that. I've never tasted alcohol on this list, man.
You're such a liar.
I'm a truther.
Everyone who knows you knows that I'm you not are drinker. Lying right now.
Nobody knows me. I don't know me.
Where were you last night?
Where was I last night?
Where were you last night?
In my bed.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
Where were you before that?
On my couch playing Apex Legends.
Where were you before that? Where were you before you got home and got on Apex Legends with us?
I was in the airport.
No, you weren't. Someone was in Annapolis on Friday night. Drinking.
What? Who's this?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
I've never been to Annapolis.
And I don't know where you were last night, but you were wilding last night. I wish I saved some of them snaps. Prove it.
Nah, last night I was in Baltimore, man. I was home. I was asleep.
How much did you spend last night?
$2.50.
Add another zero to that, and
yeah, you're
right. Add two more zeros to that, actually. Two more, sorry. Another zero would only have been $25.
Right.
Where'd you spend that money at?
What money?
Where'd you spend that $250 at?
Oh, a grocery store, man. I had to buy groceries.
Yeah, the alcohol grocery store?
What? Alcohol grocery store?
Yeah, it's called a bar.
Nah, I don't go to bars. I know a bar of soap.
How are the margaritas, though?
What margaritas?
I don't know, the ones you had on Friday night.
Oh, the Hurricane?
Yeah.
I do those things with love.
Oh, yeah, those have alcohol in them. Fucking liar.
Well, they don't. Straight up. You got to get the...
You didn't say it. No, he didn't say it. You didn't... No, I got you. I got you. It's all right.
I was drinking a fruit punch drink, and then you're calling it alcohol?
Nah, it's all right. It's all right. I'm about to drop $700 on a pre-built gaming PC, so it ain't that bad.
Dog, you should give me your other one so I can open it up and see what's up with it.
I already know what's up with it. It's called RAM.
Cram.
RAM.
Cram.
R-A-M.
Cram.
Ram. Shut up. Man, I don't know. I think this is it for us.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, this is a good, nice little first show. Get a little better.
All right, guys. Actually, if you guys have any topics, anything like that you want us to discuss, send us a message. Let us know. If not, if there's anything else that in your mind that you believe that, you know, we should do, change, let us know. I'm open for criticism. I'm not sure about Thomas because, you know, he cries a lot. That's a different story.
Wow.
You see what I mean?
Wow.
He's about to start shedding tears right now.
All the tears. If you guys want to send in questions, like he said, send it to theotherguyspodcast@gmail.com, I think I have a setup for. If not, don't do it. Just DM me on Twitter at thesaint316.
Once you get everything up and running, you know, we'll probably have that email and it will attach it to the podcast.
I have an email. I just can't remember what it is off the top of my head.
I just attach it to the podcast.
And I can do that. And you can always find us. Like, this is going to be posted on Facebook for anyone on Anchor, basically. But you can find us wherever, mostly where you can get podcasts other than Apple Podcasts. We are still not on Apple Podcasts.
Because Apple sucks.
Exactly. Apple sucks. We're still not, but we're on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. So,
if you guys wanna... Spotify?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, find us on there. Like, subscribe, whatever you can do on that stuff. That'd be great. But I think that's about it. If you guys would like to listen to the ad at the end of this that I recorded so we can make a little bit of money off of this, that'd be great.
There you go. All right, guys. That's it for us. And see you next time.
Bye.
Blackface out.
Wow.